This holiday, BMW has reunited three members of the family at the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. The Agile X3, engineered for any adventure. The plug-in hybrid X5, commanding the streets with unmatched presence. And the all-electric i4, charging into the future with impeccable performance. Hurry in to find what powers your journey at the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine.
Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
It's better over here.
AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free. All on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Pay off up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port-in trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.
Getting help for mental health shouldn't be as hard as it is. Mindful Therapy Group is here to make your mental health journey as painless as possible. Mindful partners with thousands of licensed clinicians to find the perfect fit for you. And also accepts insurance. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com.
Anymore, Chris, we learned something today.
We have all laughed at my gumbo picture, but my orange chicken, I think I'm 3 for 3. Every time I've made it, it's just been exceptional.
Doesn't Trader Joe's, though, just have like it's Trader Joe's. Known for like frozen orange chicken is just
frozen,
magnificent.
Yeah, Trader Joe's good for a lot of that stuff. But I try, it's the thought that goes into it, Pony, the effort.
So Arthur Smith is in a very good headspace going into this game. And he knows there's an advantage in his passing attack against the Ravens' pass defense, although he's not going to let the cat out of the bag and not going to rip their defense like Tomlin ripped Deontay Johnson earlier in the week. This has, and I'd have to go back and continue to search, but based on what I've seen, this is the highest point total set by the odds makers in Steelers-Ravens history. Both games last year were 17-10 finishes, both Steelers wins, of course, and the total in this game is at 48.5. For the Steelers and Ravens, that's a damn shootout. That's a
Duck Hodges game where Humphrey punched one out was 26-23, so that would have hit the over.
That, yes. And the over-under in that game was 44. So that would be offensive fireworks as far as Steelers and Ravens are concerned. Is that what you're expecting? Are you expecting the Steelers, like, I'm gonna give you a Steelers offensive, or I'm going to give you a Steelers point total. How much I think they're going to score in this game. Not how much I think they're going to score. I'm just going to give you one. Mm-hmm. I'm going to give you a number. And you tell me if you think this would be enough to win the game. 24 points.
No.
No.
The Ravens haven't lost to a team scoring less than 26 this year. Raiders was 26-23, 27-20, and 29-24. The other team scores less than 26 points.
Did you do Chiefs?
Chiefs was 27-20.
Okay, so they could have, if they gave up three touchdowns, they would have lost. They could have lost the game 21-20. So 21 points would have been enough to beat them in that game.
Yes, 24 would have been enough to beat them in the Raiders game. It would have tied them in the Browns game, obviously. But each team that's beaten them, my point is, has scored more than 24.
Well, you've said already today that you think Lamar is going to be the star of this game, so
I think it's going to be higher scoring. Here, just keep playing. We'll play that little, what was the Price is Right game where the little Himalaya, the mountain climber would go up and then eventually.
The Yodeler.
Yeah, the Yodeler.
I think that's what it was called. So Donnie, is that what it was called?
Oh, yeah. That's like the best game Price is Right ever had.
I was
the
a
mountain
big
climber
fan.
Guy.
Yes.
Or when Barker would get down on his little fake putting green and have to putt, and that guy was nails from 25 feet.
Okay, 27 points.
No.
28?
Nope.
30?
I think my magic number where I start to say, yeah, that would be enough is about 30 or 31.
34?
34, I think, would definitely be enough.
So 34 is the number you'd shoot for?
Yeah.
Where you're absolutely safe, you think?
Not absolutely safe, but I think it's much better than 50-50.
Okay, what's the number where you're absolutely safe? 38?
Yeah, I don't think the Ravens are going to put 40 points on them.
How about 35?
I think it could be, again, I would feel much better than not, but I would not feel automatic safe.
So if the voodoo guy from the Disney movie Princess and the Frog, which my wife and daughter have made me watch, I don't know if you've ever seen in that one.
No, I have not watched Princess and the Frog.
John Goodman in it.
Oh, see, I might watch that now. Ace, by the way,
yeah,
repeating Toy Story lines verbatim. He'll be like,
he's a savant.
So like Andy's mom.
So he'll just quote Slinky Dog randomly?
Yeah, or like Andy's mom goes at the very beginning after they throw Woody off the bed. She goes, guys, come on downstairs. It's time for games. And I just see him standing over there and go, it's time for games.
At random points in the day, he does this?
No, like when he's watching, he just repeats it perfectly.
Oh, for him. If that guy, that voodoo guy,
yeah,
came and said, I can grant you this wish. I will give you 28 points on Sunday. Would you sign up for that right now?
Oh, man.
Would you sign for 28?
I don't think I could.
Donnie, would you?
I don't think I could do it.
28 points could be enough to win. I mean, like, that's not what my prediction is, but I'd like to think if they can get the 28.
Would you sign in for 28 right now?
I wouldn't. Can I tell you why, though, quickly before Donnie says why? Donnie can think about how he feels. They have played the Ravens this year. By my estimation, and just off the top of my head, knowing where these teams rank, they have played what I would consider three very good defenses, okay? They scored 20 points on the Chiefs to start the year.
Uh-huh.
And because Isaiah likely has larger, you know, feet than he otherwise wished he would, they didn't score 27.
Or 26, maybe they go for two.
They probably would have gone for two. Harbaugh is like that. The Bills have a top 10 defense. They put 35 on them.
And then Denver.
Humiliated them. Denver has, I think, the second or third best scoring defense. Or
not
at least
anymore.
It was coming in, and then they got knocked down a couple pegs because they put 41 on them. That, listen, man, I just have to go by the numbers here. I think Denver especially is a good comp for the Steelers. They strafed them.
At home.
Yes, at home. And you could say, yeah, Bo Nix isn't Russell Wilson, but Bo
Nix
is
Lamar doesn't have
better.
The nerves that he does with the Steelers. I would absolutely, I would sign up right now for 28 points.
I hope you're right, man. I mean,
I would take that.
There's a
and
part
run
of me that
it.
Thinks you're going to somehow be proven right here again and he's going to struggle again. But the bigger part of me thinks, well, this is just the best version of him they will have ever seen.
He can have a good game and 28 points is still enough. Not a great game, not a game that like makes his MVP stature or status grow. But at home with this defense, I take 28 points all day. If you can't beat them with 28 points, even with the offensive
let me
pace
ask you,
they're on
do you think
four.
He played a good game against the Chiefs? Here's where his numbers. He was 26 of 41, 273, one touchdown, no picks.
I thought he was shaky.
16 for 122 on the ground.
Yeah, that was his, I thought the running, though, was what he did best in that game, yeah.
I mean,
he won't do that against the Steelers, I can promise you that.
I mean, that's almost 400 yards of offense attributable to one guy. Even with a turnover there, him not looking great as a passer, I would still say that's a
By the way,
good game.
How about Joe started his show today, built, and it was entertaining, in part because of stuff he borrowed from us, which is great. We borrowed from City Limits the other day. He's like, Pony went on the air and called the Steelers an elite defense. Do you agree? 412-928-9370. He, as you've pointed out eloquently, what you say in Judge Donnie stays in Judge Donnie. I just said elite defense because that was part of the argument I was crafting on Minka Fitzpatrick's behalf. That was not like...
That was attorney-client privilege. That was set in judges' chambers. It's not supposed to get out.
That was
it's not supposed to be part of the public record.
That was not me... Like,
that was not a sworn deposition.
That was not a take. That was me trying to get...
That was a take within a segment within a show. That was
me trying to win the Minka Fitzpatrick...
Right.
Argument I lost.
You did lose.
I lost two in a row. I've lost three in a row to you, actually.
I thought I had an easier
Donnie.
Position to defend this time or being the prosecution, but yeah, he, but you know.
Donnie, you can't throw that back in my face.
But that's you. This is cross show stuff here. There are no rules. Would you have done it to Joe if he had a segment called Judge Limits? He was arguing with
Don't
Batco.
Have many ideas.
What would he call it? It'd be like, all right, it's time for speed but, limits with City
I don't
Limits.
Know. The more I thought about it, I'm like, I don't think it's not an elite defense where I think it's this juggernaut defense, but there's only one team that's given up fewer points in them per game. That's the Chargers. So by definition, they are elite. If you think there's if you think if if you kind of look at elite in anything as being one of the two best at it,
they've played.
Then they are.
They've played two stinkers.
Even though they don't always pass the eye test.
They've played two stinker games, the Colts and the Cowboys, for me. And I know they had a bunch of turnovers, and that Cowboys game was just a mess. But they haven't played many good offenses, I think, is a fair critique of the Steelers. Or when those teams saw the Steelers, they weren't.
He's a.
Whatever the adventure, there's a BMW engineered to take it on. The X3 delivers a striking design with agile performance. The 100% electric i4 packed with pure electric energy. Or the plug-in hybrid X5, an impressive, versatile SUV granting full control on every journey. Choose what powers your next adventure during the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine.
Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details. It's better
over here. After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to 4 lines via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device credit service ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
Getting help for mental health shouldn't be as hard as it is. Mindful Therapy Group is here to make your mental health journey as painless as possible. Mindful partners with thousands of licensed clinicians to find the perfect fit for you. And also accepts insurance. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com.
Neat player. He is a big man, and he gets the, you know, when he gets the speed and he gets rolling, man, it is, it looks like a track meet out there. You know, when you're not playing him, he's fun to watch. When you're playing him, he's probably not so fun.
Fan Hotline is presented by Sullivan Super Service, Pittsburgh's trusted plumbing and HVAC provider for more than a half century. That is Derrick Henry scouting report from Terrell Austin, a guy that has a 2,000-yard season, did that the COVID year in only 16 games, and he already has over 1,000 yards this year, and he's leading the league in rushing and with rushing touchdowns through 10 games. So that is added to the challenge of slowing down the Ravens' run game. It's not Lamar Jackson and kind of a heavy of running backs or just a slew of guys. They now have a future Hall of Famer doing it. Derrick Henry is 6 1,000-yard seasons.
Mm-hmm.
Do you know who has the record for most?
In NFL history?
Yes.
You know who I'm actually going to say here? Curtis Martin.
He is second. Tied with Barry Sanders and Sweetness, Walter Payton.
I don't think it's Emmitt Smith.
It is Emmitt Smith.
Really?
With 11.
Hmm.
More 1,000-yard seasons, Jerome Bettis or Franco Harris?
Bettis. No. Harris.
Bob Pompeiani joins us right now. Bob, more 1,000-yard seasons, Bettis or Franco?
I would say Franco.
Wrong. It's a trick question. They both have 8. There is no right answer.
I feel like you're back on with Starkey right now.
Well, then we'd have to sing the Akrinkulin song, and I'm not really into it.
Bob, how are you doing today? You seem to have almost too much fun last night at our big party.
Oh, you know what? You guys know. It's fun to get out. It's fun to just BS, talk to people, have a good time, especially as you head into the holiday season.
You were holding court. I saw you saddled next to the Shenderoviches. You guys were spinning yarns.
You introduced me to, was it Jeff Becker, who was over at Lynx Brewing? They're a very nice guy.
Yep. They do a great job over there, too.
And I'll tell you
really
what,
a super guy.
You were like the French martini evangelist.
Oh, is that what you were drinking last night, Bob?
Well, not all the time, no.
But you were spreading the gospel to people. You were like a preacher at the pulpit.
You were breaking one of the golden rules of this, which you were mixing. You were not sticking with one drink. You were all over the map.
No. This is how it goes for me. Normally, it's to start the night. It's a French martini, and then we have food, and then wine comes into play. That's it.
Oh, okay.
Nothing more than that. It used to be more than that. No longer is it more than that.
If somebody
you'll find out as you age.
If somebody got you in a certain mood and said, "Bob, let's do a show together," what would you pick?
I don't do those anymore.
Well, I know you don't anymore, but I just said if you had to, what would you pick?
A kamikaze.
What would you pick, Pony? I know mine right off.
Wild turkey.
I would do a mixed shot. Give me a snake bite.
Oh.
One of those?
I don't think so. Oh, it sounds fun.
Snake bite will get after
I like
it.
Those apples. What's
Washington
what?
Apples.
I like Washington apples,
you ever do
too.
Three wise men hunting?
I think I have.
Jim, Jack, Johnny, and Wild.
Yeah, that's a good time.
All those relatives of yours, Chris.
Bob, we asked this question at the beginning of the show. Who is your pick to be the star of this game Sunday between the Steelers and Ravens? When you prognosticate and look ahead, if you had to guess, when you and Hoke sign on at about 4:10 Sunday afternoon, who do you think you'll be talking about as the guy who distinguished himself as the best player in the game?
You know, that's interesting because over the years you would have picked a kicker probably because of the way these games have gone.
I picked Boswell.
Oh, you did?
Yes.
Well, I mean, it could be Tucker, too. He's had not a great year for his standards. But, well, actually, he was like only 2 for 5 from 50 last year, I think, as well, or something of that nature. So, the last few years, he's not been as accurate with the deep ball. But still, these are two big legs here. And in games, as you would expect, to go down to the wire. So, you would not be off base if you thought kicker. But, I mean, Lamar Jackson's having such a big year. If the Ravens should win, he's going to be the story of the game, I think, despite what Derrick Henry has been able to do. I think the Steelers will slow that down. But sooner or later, you got to think that Lamar Jackson is going to have some success.
The that Steelers was
a very good job of containing him, but this is a different Lamar. He can get you in the pocket and make things happen down the field like that. So
I'm now sensing you're picking the Ravens to win the game? You're leaning
No,
Ravens.
You would be wrong. I'm going to pick the Steelers to win the game in a close game because I've been buying into what their defense has been doing, and I think they will have success. But if Baltimore should win, it's because that I think Lamar Jackson's going to move the ball around and he's going to finally have success against the Steelers, but I don't expect that to happen. I think he'll be better than what we normally see, but I think the Steelers' defense will figure out a way to keep him in contain and they'll score enough to win.
Even in a Steelers win that you're predicting, will Deontay Johnson be a factor in this football game?
No. I don't buy what Harbaugh's saying that he's going to, you know, ramp up his – I don't think that. I don't. I just think that's a – and if he does, you can thank Mike Tomlin maybe for that, to put him in that situation. I really don't think he's got – there are too many talented people on that team who've had success, and I don't know who's he going to play over, you know, in the wide receiving group there.
When you
if he's a former member of a team, you'd have to pick Patrick Queen as someone who would – he's going to be on the field, and he can make a big difference.
And he wants it.
yeah.
Bob, when you had your little sit down with Tomlin this week, did he throw more shade at Deontay Johnson in your one-on-one time? No.
No. Not at all. In fact, I never got the opinion there that he was even thinking about that. And I think he said that in his press conference. So that could maybe that's a little gamesmanship on his part, but he didn't sound that way with me with him. No, not at all. He's where he has, as he said, and I believe him, he's got a lot to worry about with that team not named Deontay Johnson.
Bob, we've seen in the past when Bill Belichick was still coaching, it seemed like Mike would get in his own head about going up against him and just getting a little paranoid. He was not the coach he usually is week to week. What kind of impact do you think coaching against or going against John Harbaugh has on Mike since you see him in the run-up? Is he different in these weeks where he knows he's got the Ravens? How does it go with him?
I think every time they play the Ravens, there's a different level of excitement or motivation or whatever you would call it here, Chris. He does get pumped up for it. He knows that.
Do you think it brings out the best in him? Because I felt like the Patriots brought out the worst in Mike.
I think the Patriots brought out the worst in everybody the way that Brady was playing. So
not the Ravens for whatever reason. I feel like Baltimore always played better against New England, Bob.
They did, especially in postseason. They had some success there. Yeah, I don't know. I really just think this rivalry is what Mike Tomlin is all about. He loves the AFC North action, as he calls it, and he knows in order to win a division, most likely you have to go through these guys. So, yeah, I think this is going to be – and that doesn't mean that they're going to come and play flawless football either. I mean, there are going to be some mistakes both ways here. So I do expect it to be a one-score game again all the way to the end.
If I promised you 28 games scored by the Steelers, would you take that?
You said 28?
Yep.
Yeah, I would take that. I think it's going to take that to win. Something of that nature,
but
yes.
I'm not saying more than that.
You're
that's
getting
the
exactly
number.
28 points. Are you taking that deal?
Yep, but you have to sign up right now.
Yes. As I said at the beginning to you guys, I think their defense is going to figure out a way to keep them Less than 28. It may still be, you know, 23, 24, 21, whatever. But I still think they're going to be able to. If you gave me 28, I'd take it right now, yes.
All right, Bob. We'll let you get back to a relaxing day.
How many do you think?
I think it might take 31 to 34.
I would take it, I said. Malzi said no. Malzi thinks that it's going to take 30 plus to win this game.
Well, the only, you know, speaking of concerns, this Derrick Henry, though, is a concern. Given the way the Steelers have at times given up, not so much last week, they did a good job, but the week before that with the Giants, they've had some games where they've been gouged a little bit in that run game. And this guy is more than capable. It's the best value of any contract that was signed in this offseason, I think.
Would you rather try to tackle Derrick Henry one-on-one, him running at you full speed, or get into the ring with Mike Tyson right now for 10 seconds?
It would take a few French martinis for either of those to occur, and I don't want to feel it, so it may take more than that. Neither.
I have a very defined opinion on this. If Mike has to follow like the rules of boxing, put me in the ring with him because I can try to run away from him for 10 seconds. If I have to try to get in there in front of Derrick Henry and tackle him, I would look like one of those, like, it would be like an animal flying off the hood of a car.
How about you, Donnie?
Well, I think the key there is that you also said right now, and Mike Tyson, who is, what, 58 years old?
That's right.
Yeah, but he looks like he's 28 right now, Don, if you've
watched him. Are you picking him to win tomorrow night, Bob? Are you picking
Tyson?
I'll
never go against Mike Tyson. I will never go against Mike Tyson.
Wow. What are the betting odds on that?
He's a significant underdog.
He's a big underdog, Bob. I know you don't like to do this as much anymore. You got to contact somebody and take Tyson.
Jake Paul is minus 220.
Bob, you got to get on Tyson tomorrow.
Okay. That sounds like an intriguing
invitation. It goes last. Yep. If Tyson catches him, he's going to put him down.
All it takes is one. One of those kind of right hooks.
Bob, it would be immensely gratifying for Paul to be controlling this fight for however long it goes, and then Tyson actually just swings and catches, and he goes timber. Oh, God, would I love to watch that.
Do you think that there's people out there that if we started a GoFundMe, that like we'd have to raise $100,000 for Mike Tyson to punch me in the face? Do you think we could do it?
Are you asking could we do it in 24 hours or could we do it? Because I think the answer to the first one is yes, and I think the answer to the second one is yes. I think we could get $100,000 raised very quickly.
All right, Bob, we'll let you get back to resting on the sports call tonight.
No. A lot of babysitting today, so this is fun day.
Oh, enjoy that. See you, Bob.
All right, see you guys. Have a good night. Right,
so he's picking a Steelers win. Let's hope that it's not the dreaded KDK TV curse where all of the panelists take the Steelers to win, which would cause me to think about altering my prediction. I've already
immediately
gone down.
Reconsider the old pick, huh?
I've already gone down from double-digit win to one-possession win.
Really?
For the Steelers, yes.
Now, how far down can this thing actually go for you?
Well, I don't have to make an official prediction until 5:30 tomorrow. All right. Let's go right now. What?
What?
Huh? Sorry. What's going on?
What just happened to you?
Huh?
You said something that I think went out over the mic.
It wasn't anything bad, was it?
I think you were...
Did I curse or say anything inappropriate? No.
No, I don't think. I think you were actually lavishing something with praise.
I'll show you in a few minutes. Donnie, did you hear it or no?
I think I saved you. It did not go out ahead of time.
Plus, sometimes we have a little technical glitch here at Bowser. We love this place, but sometimes those things drop too.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Anyways, 3:30 on Thursday means it's time for PM Team Power Rankings. Today, Chris Mueller tasked with ranking the five best Steelers-Ravens game in.
Home games.
I was either going to say in Acrisure, Heinz, or Three Rivers Stadium history, because this rivalry goes back to 1996.
Honorable.
When the Browns left Cleveland.
Yeah, I got an honorable mention here.
Save it for last.
No, I want to put it first.
Okay, never mind.
Trust me. It'll be worth it just to put it first. Honorable mention for me is 1997. It was a Thursday game, I believe it was. Yeah. No, Sunday night game. Sorry, Sunday night football.
Before Sunday night football was a thing, this is back when it was on ESPN. You had Mike Patrick.
Yeah, I was in the game. I was in attendance.
And Joe Thiesman.
I didn't go to many. That might have been the only Steelers game I ever went to at Three Rivers, believe it or not. I mean, I grew up in a house where my dad was not, you know, was not like a sports crazed person. I got to go to the game. I think it was with a dad, brother, and maybe an uncle. 37-0 Steelers. It was just fun to watch them pummel a team. So that is a special.
Who was the Ravens QB that day?
Honorable mention. It was Testa Verde and Eric Zier.
Oh, boy.
George Jones with a touchdown run late for the Steelers. Bettis, a big game. Cordell, a good game. Mike Quinn threw a pass for the Steelers in that game. That's an honorable mention.
Five.
Number five. This one is more because of how strange it was. There's a novelty factor. You and I had to do a show against this game because it happened on Wednesday, December 2nd because of COVID. RG3 was the Ravens quarterback. And granted, this was like the beginning of the end of people realizing the Steelers were like maybe not that good, not all they were cracked up to be. It was number 11 in the 11-0 start. I just remember, and so you say memorable. For me, it is. I was sitting in my home office talking to you guys while we all knew a Steelers game was going on.
That was bizarre.
It was like the old days in the first like year of the station when I would have to do a Sunday show against the 1 o'clock slate.
Oh, that had to be a death march.
The one time I had to do it with Vinny because he was being punished for something he said. He goes, "Yo, sir, just one time there was a piano that came down from the ceiling of this club." He was just telling random stories about living in San Francisco. I was like, "Vinny, I'm trying to do a show here." And then I just kind of let him go. So that one is a weird choice maybe in some people's minds for number five. But again, you're asking me what games are memorable to me.
Four.
Number four is a game that was just memorable primarily because it was what these two teams rarely partake in, Pony. And that was an insane, I think I can say this, Donnie, a balls-to-the-wall shootout. 2017, they go wild on Sunday Night Football. 39-38, Steelers get the drop on them in this game. You look at the box score, and it is just points. The first quarter, it was 7-0. And then just stuff happened constantly for the rest of that game, including the Steelers scoring 19 in the fourth quarter to win at the gun on a Boswell 40, or not at the gun, but win with under a minute left, Boswell 46-yarder. Ben also noteworthy in that game, 506 yards passing. So that was kind of the other big
part of that. That was the clinch to the AFC North. That was right after Ryan Shazier
and
got injured.
Ben threw 66 passes in that game, 44 of 66.
Over 500 yards.
I just said that.
Yeah.
So that's number four for me. These teams rarely take in shootouts, but that one stands out. Another one, this is again, I think some of these are going to surprise you just because one guy is the focal point of a lot of them. I will go with number three, November 5th, 2007, 38-7 Steelers. Ben, five touchdown passes in the first half. They are on total cruise control. Which just, again, that was, what, 11 years into the Ravens' existence down there? The 11th year, whatever, the 12th season, the way those work?
That would have made my top five for sure.
Well, yeah, it definitely made mine. And I remember this. Here's a quick story. Where was I watching that game? My recollection was hazy at first. I was like, I watched it from a hotel room.
Club Erotica?
Now, why? Why was I in a hotel room? Here's why. When Mulsey first got a job out of college, it was at a radio station that was under the competitor's banner. Back then, they were called Clear Channel. They sent us to something that for all the salespeople called Clear Channel University, where you were supposed to be taught how to sell.
Okay, how'd you do?
This was in Washington, D.C.
Did you pass?
For some reason. Well, it wasn't even that. You were supposed to like have some clients lined up that you meant to cold call, and I think I faked my way through it because I just didn't have anybody lined
well
up.
Well done, Mulsey.
Well, I had just started like weeks prior. Who the hell knows what they're supposed to do? And it was in the hotel room there that I watched that game. Number two, I think it's a tough two-horse race, for me at least, the two most memorable. I was at the game, I want to say, what was it, before this chronologically. 43-23 Steelers, November 2nd, 2014. Benjamin Todd Roethlisberger, six touchdown passes. That was in the midst of the greatest three-game heater of his career. He dueled Andrew Luck. I was at that game. He torched Baltimore for all those. And then he had a game, I want to say, against Houston, where he had a huge game as well.
Colts.
No, I thought it was Colts, Baltimore, and Houston.
Oh, yeah, that's right. That's right.
So he had the craziest run of touchdown passes of his career. Again, just crazy to see 66 points go up on the board between these two teams and Ben throw six touchdowns. That's not supposed to happen.
Number one?
Immaculate extension for me.
Okay, I mean, so you...
It's to win the division.
So you did something here that I wasn't sure you were going to do.
It's the immaculate extension.
Well, okay. You didn't do the playoff games.
Oh, I kind of just thought unconsciously regular
season. That's fine.
Well, no, if I were including playoff games, then obviously the 2010 wild card round the big comeback is up there, and so is the 2008 AFC title game. But I'm in my head, Pony, as you said this, just thought memorable regular season.
I like that you did regular season games.
Mainly because I'm thinking we're talking regular season, and that's just where my brain defaulted to. You and I have a very memorable story for the day after that 2010 playoff
game. Yes, you said the Ravens lost the game and the Steelers didn't win it.
But why did I say
Ed Bouchette's brain to explode?
I think not only his, but others. Do you remember why I said that? You can be honest.
Because you were hungover?
Just me, huh?
I was also very hungover.
And we had 4.5 hours to get through, and I told you before the show.
You said, get on my back, I'm carrying you.
That's right, I said, come on, big
man.
That's
a true story.
4 hours, and I just said, I am going to say this, it's going to piss everyone off, and we are going to get through this one together, and that's how it went down. But that's my five, the regular season games. The two I just mentioned would be obviously on there as probably 1 and 2 if I was including playoff games.
Donnie, you've been to many Steelers-Ravens home games. Is Malzi missing any?
Well, I was worried before you brought up the obvious, because when he was going through there, once he hit number 2 and he mentioned it, I said to myself, I was like,
where the hell are the playoffs?
Yeah, I was like, he's going to leave off at least one of the two, like, more notable playoff games.
No, I mean, I think came by it innocently, Donnie.
Yeah, I mean, I think regular season-wise, he hit on all the big ones. But the playoff games, if you infuse them in, they're going to push everything back.
I think one of their most memorable games, even though they lost, was in 2010. It was Ben's last game before he came back from his suspension. It looked like they were going to start 4-0, and then Batch got picked off by Ray Lewis.
There were a couple losses in the annals of Steelers Ravens regular season history that I considered.
Look
here.
At the Duck Hodges Lamar Jackson game.
That was again a very bizarrely good game. We can qualify this when we put it out there that I decided to do regular season only. But those are my five, and then obviously
no, you shouldn't do that as a qualifier. Just put the list out and then have people freak out.
Why would I want to do that?
Because that would be more fun.
I also thought of that Monday Night Football game in 08, the first Flacco game. Steelers had a little comeback in the second half, big defensive plays.
They won that game in overtime, I think.
Yes.
All right.
I'll let you put out my list, and then you can decide whether you want to denote playoff only or regular
season. Fan weather. Low 46 degrees.
Whatever the adventure, there's a BMW engineered to take it on. The X3 delivers a striking design with agile performance. The 100% electric i4 packed with pure electric energy. Or the plug-in hybrid X5, an impressive, versatile SUV granting full control on every journey. Choose what powers your next adventure during the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine.
Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details. It's better
over here. After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to 4 lines via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device, credit, service, ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
Getting help for mental health shouldn't be as hard as it is. Mindful Therapy Group is here to make your mental health journey as painless as possible. Mindful partners with thousands of licensed clinicians to find the perfect fit for you, and also accepts insurance. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!